I'm not a virgin, she said. What are you talking about? I'm not a virgin. You asked me if I felt something for Logan, and I do. I've been with him. Deborah stared at her. You're lying. No, I'm not. I was with Logan the day Michael brought me home. Does he know? Eleanor forced a smile to her face. He wouldn't want me if he did know, would he? I'm going to tell him, Deborah. This marriage you want so desperately isn't going to happen. Deborah came so close that Eleanor was certain the older woman was going to strike her again. She closed her eyes, willing herself to absorb the blow without a sound. It didn't come. You fool, Deborah said softly. You're a spoiled, obstinate girl who's trying to ruin us all. Eleanor opened her eyes at the sound of the door closing and the snick of the key in the lock. A few hours later, her aunt was back, a cup in her hand. She pulled up the lone chair and sat, facing Eleanor on the bed. Drink this, she said, holding it out. It will make you feel better. Eleanor was always so hungry and thirsty that she took the cup eagerly. It's a special tea, Deborah said. Something to make you stronger.